This is our last message on John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. The empty tomb, what effect does it have on you? Let me give you to you the first two stanzas of the song Christ the Lord is Risen Today by Charles Wesley. Christ the Lord is risen today, sons of men and angels say, raise your joys and triumphs high, sing, ye heavens and earth reply. Lives again our glorious King, where, O death, is now thy sting, dying once he all doth save, where thy victory, O grave. We saw in our first study the day of the resurrection. It was on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. The New Testament church broke away from the worship of the Savior in the temple and in the synagogues, and on the first day of the week they met together for the breaking of bread and for the preaching of the Word of God and for the giving to their Savior. We saw the despondency of those at the empty tomb. They did not see the empty tomb through the eye of faith. Then we saw the disregard for the resurrection. What keeps people from believing in the resurrection? Now I want us to see in verse 10 of John chapter 20 that some come to the empty tomb to simply leave and do their own thing. Notice verse 10 of John chapter 20. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. Some come to a church service. They hear a sermon on the resurrection. They hear a sermon on the empty tomb. But then they simply go away again to their own home. They go home to mow the lawn. They go home to wash the car. They go home to rest up for Monday and for work. They go home to perhaps go some other place to visit family. They go home to read the newspaper or get on the internet and play some games or whatever. They go home to watch or even to go out and play some sports. They go home to go on holiday later that week. They go home. And they forget all about the empty tomb. Now, none of these things, I would say, is wrong in themselves, but we have walked away from an empty tomb with no change in our life. Annie Johnson Flint wrote this, "Some of us stay at the cross, some of us wait at the tomb, quickened and raised with Christ, yet lingering still in the gloom. Some of us bide at the Passover feast with Pentecost all unknown, the triumphs of grace in the heavenly place that our Lord has made his own. If the Christ who died had stopped at the cross, his work had been incomplete. If the Christ who was buried had stayed in the tomb, he had only known defeat. But the way of the cross never stops at the cross, and the way of the tomb leads on to victorious grace in the heavenly place, where the risen Lord has gone." What impact does the empty tomb have on the heart and life, on your heart and life? As we read about the empty tomb, as we read about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, do we go home the same person as we came? Do we just pick up where we left off? Do we go home and allow all the things of this world to take over and forget the empty tomb? An unbeliever should be asking questions about the empty tomb. The empty tomb should cause one to ask questions about the Bible, about Jesus Christ, and the condition of their own soul. And may God bring them to that place, and then they hear the words, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." A believer, what impact should the empty tomb do for them? It should cause us to rejoice in the fact that Jesus Christ is alive. It should cause us to seek a deeper relationship with Him who is alive. It should cause us to serve Him with greater fervor. The hymn writer wrote, "Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus my Savior, vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Death cannot keep its prey, Jesus my Savior, he tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose." The empty tomb. What impact, what effect does it have on you? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you saved? I trust by listening to these short little messages that God has convicted your heart of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come, and that you'll bend your knee and ask God to save you. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that today?